We'll start off meditating together, landing in the stillness, the silence of the moment. I'm just inviting everyone, wherever you are in the world, whatever time of day it is, to let go of the past, which has already happened and can't be fixed. Let go of the future, which has not yet happened and is as yet unknown. And to come into the sense of being awake to the unfolding moment of time that we're in. Settling the body into a comfortable posture for meditation. Balancing the qualities of alertness, softness, deepening the breath if that feels good, eyes open or closed, whichever feels good, but the invitation to let all the life coming in through the sense doors, all of the images coming in through the eye, sounds through the ear, smells, tastes, sensations through the body, and emotions and the stories that they fuel in the heart mind, to let all of this flood of information really pass us by, like sitting down in the on the cool pebbly floor of a river, of a shallow river, hopefully not too wild for you right now. Just letting the water pour over us without feeling washed away. We'll practice with the basic guidelines for loving kindness as an object of continuity or stability for the heart. As if we could perceive the world through the eyes of love, of generosity of spirit, of compassion where there's distress and celebration where there's ease, without any personal story getting in the way. Imagine through the body what that might feel like. To be present in your space, grateful for the benefits that allow us to be here, the comforts that we enjoy, in a clean way, without guilt or blame. Kindness toward this body, and the play of sensory life. Set aside any narrative that comes, any story that haunts the heart about the body or myself. Bringing the kind of love an archetypal mother might bring, or a real mother in her best moments, in their best moments, shining unconditional adoration toward the child. And you know, parents have this thing where they can shine unconditional adoration on almost any baby. Partly because adoration of babies has been turned on in them. They know something of what it's like to hold their baby. And so you see any baby, and the heart can burst with a generosity of warmth, delight. And if there's suffering, the deep compassion of knowing what it's like to care for your child who is suffering, or when you are suffering. Could we look on ourselves this way? All the good and beauty, see that. And all the distress and worry, see that with the gaze of the loving parent, compassionate, spacious, no blame. So this reflection is just a hint toward a particular quality of impartial, generous kindness. And the trick of metta practice, of loving kindness practice, is just to keep that going, no matter what you think about or who you encounter. Because it's really not personal. There's the people you love and appreciate. And you might love them in a kind of attached way, and that's fine. But there's also just an appreciation of them, pure wishing for their well-being. Feel that. And feel how you can shine that wish then toward anyone, really. Folks you don't know very well, folks you don't know at all. The raccoons shuffling down the street, the swifts and sparrows in the trees themselves, the garbage collector, the politician, the preschool teacher, the home health aide, your friend, your enemy, your coworker, your least favorite coworker. It doesn't matter, actually. Because this love sees through story, sees through identity, and it even sees through action. There are people in your world who do terrible things. You can gaze on them with this gaze. It doesn't forgive them, it doesn't absolve them. It doesn't send a message to them even. It's for you. It sends a message to our own heart. What it's like to live free. Free from any story that constricts the heart into judgment, hatred, fear. If You can feel this friendliness anywhere in your body. Fan that flame by blowing on it with the breath. If you can feel the little smile on the face or in the twinkle of the eyes or in the center of the chest, let that smile spread through the whole front of the body and then around the sides and back. And breathing a little more full, but without any force. And just hold in the sense of this kindness. And the kindness that sees through all stories. That doesn't reject story, but never gets lost in it. And this practice becomes a practice of continuity or samadhi. When we really commit to maintaining the feeling, the intention, just strongly enough to make a boundary against extra thinking, distracting waves of sensation. Tune into the feeling, no matter how faint. Breathe into it, let it fill the whole body. And we can just rest in the sense of the whole body breathing, radiating kindness. No complaint. No complaints and judgments about the world for a few moments. If the mind does wander, as it will want to, sooner or later, even the wandering, like seeing a child's mood shift across the room. You don't need to do anything about it, really. But you also don't need to give it attention. Stay with the kindness. Fill the body with the breath of kindness. We'll rest in this way, shining the love that sees through all obstacles, out in all directions, out beyond everything we know, into the cosmos of beings. I'll close with a simple Pali mantra, wishing all beings to be at ease. Sambe Satta Sukhi Hontu. May all beings be at ease. I'll sing it around a few times and we'll rest into silence, finishing the sitting. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. May all beings be at ease. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. Sabbe Satta Sukhi Hontu. May we each be well, may all beings be well.